This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
And Little Caesars Arena finally being used for what Little Caesars Arena was originally envisioned to be, the house, the home, the center of Hockey Town. And indeed, it's that and so much more. Tomorrow morning, we'll be broadcasting from Little Caesars Arena in advance of the home opener of the regular season. Here to talk about it on our Red Wings Weekly on WJR, Chris Draper, along with Mr. Steve Courtney.
All right, certainly looking forward to it there, Dub. Little Caesars Arena getting all sorts of high marks, but knowing our next guest, Chris Draper, a little bit, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised, strictly out of habit, he pulls up at Joe Louis Arena tomorrow. Drapes, how are you there, laddie?
Good morning, Drapes.
Good morning, guys. I'm doing very well, and you don't have to worry about that. I have Little Caesars Arena in my nav every morning now. I'm all done.
You know, it is a bit different there, Drapes. All the great memories at Joe Louis. Certainly excited about Little Caesars Arena. Everybody who's been there for concerts and what have you say it's absolutely amazing. But I'll tell you what, it's different leaving one venue to go to another, especially a former player like yourself, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, but with where we're at now in the game and with the players, to be able to build a facility like Little Caesars Arena is amazing for not only for the Red Wing organization. Obviously, we have the Pistons down there as well, but, you know, for the city. And I think that was something, you know, the vision that the Ilitch family had was more than a rink, and they've certainly accomplished that. It's unreal driving down there. For me, going into that the rink from playing at Joe Louis Arena for the 18 years that I was with the Red Wings, and then walk in to the new Little Caesars Arena, the facilities that the new players have, it's amazing. It's every day you just walk in, you just have a smile on your face with what they have, and you know exactly what you expect, that it was going to be first class, and it certainly is first class, top to bottom for sure.
All right, now for the first time in 25 years, Winged Wheelers miss out on the NHL postseason last spring there, Drapes. It stung, no question about it. And General Manager Kenny Holland, who you are an assistant to in the Red Wings organization, says there are a lot of ifs when it comes to this 2017-18 Red Wings club. Combination of experience and youth, and quite frankly, Drapes, looking for the younger guys to contribute here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, we just need, you know, players to have bounce back seasons. I think we have, when you look on paper, we have, you know, we have some good names. We have some very good hockey players, and unfortunately, you know, we didn't have enough guys that have had great seasons last year. But I think Anthony Mantha is looking to make a huge step this year. Watching him in preseason, he just looks bigger, stronger, and faster, and more composed with the puck. Looks like he has the ability to impact hockey games. He's playing with Dylan Larkin, who, as everyone knows, you know, one of the greatest skaters in the game right now. And you know, Lark's, you know, he had a tough start, but he had a strong finish. And then you just kind of go down the list of players. Thomas Tatar had a real good second half. Nyquist as well. I mean, what can you say about Henrik Zetterberg? He played one preseason game, and I thought he looked great. You know, with the way that he was playing. So, I think that one of the biggest things is our goaltending. If we can keep Jimmy Howard healthy and, you know, come back in, and if Peter Mrazek can build off the season he had 2 years ago, I think we have a great tandem. And, you know, you look at the Pittsburgh Penguins, they used both goalies last year. They had, sure, Fleury and Murray, and both guys played. So
Fleury and Murray?
Yeah. And when you start looking at, the Detroit Red Wings, I think we have the ability to maybe surprise some people, but the players are obviously going to dictate a lot of that.
All right, now, Drapes, let me ask you something. You may be able to elaborate on it, perhaps not, but I know Red Wings fans certainly enjoyed the efforts of Andreas Athanasiou, and for all the right reasons, an exciting young hockey player, 27 goals, 16 assists, 43 points in 101 games. He's got an offer from the KHL in Russia. Is this a done deal yet, Drapes? Is there still a chance that you could ink this guy to a deal to remain a Red Wing?
Well, we hope so. I'm sure you've talked to Ken about it, and Ken has put an offer in, and we feel it's a good offer for both the Detroit Red Wings and Andreas, and we just hope that, you know, something can be worked out soon. I mean, we're the same as a lot of the fans. We're hopeful that something can get done, and in the end, we'll see what happens over here over the next couple of weeks.
You're quite a multitasker. You've parked, you've gotten out of the car, and you've not missed a beat in the interview. Quick question. Hey, Chris, how's your son Keenan doing playing hockey?
Well, that's actually who I just dropped off. He's just dropped him off at school. Doing well. The O2s are doing well, and we talked about Little Caesars Arena, but the practice facility, Belfort Training Center, which is the home of Little Caesars AAA, it's unbelievable. It's state-of-the-art for these young hockey players, and he loves it, along with his teammates and along with all the Little Caesars AAA families. Very fortunate.
Does your son, Drapes, quickly have your dirty, filthy, rotten speed?
It's getting there.
All right. Yeah. Good for you, Dad. Good for you.
Thanks, Drapes.
Thank you. Chris, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you later. Chris Draper, special assistant to the general manager, and Red Wings Weekly, brought to you by the Idle Dom Motor Group, BMW of Rochester Hills, Audi of Rochester Hills, Porsche of the Motor City, and Motor City Mini, four great brands, one standard of excellence, and by the Capitol Grill in Troy. Enjoy world-class dining and service provided by our friends Phil Monroe and Lisa Banishin. This is our first Red Wings Weekly. You can count on it every week here on WJR, and brought to you each week by the Idle Dom Motor Group, BMW of Rochester Hills, Audi of Rochester Hills, Porsche of the Motor City, Motor City Mini, truly four great brands, one standard of excellence, and by our friends at the Capitol Grill in Troy. World-class dining and service provided by all of the nice wait staff there, the chefs, and everyone led by Phil Monroe. And if you have an event, you get a hold of Lisa Banish, and she'll help you.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.